For two-part polyurethane formulations, it's necessary to balance the polyol and isocyanate levels, but the difference here is that the isocyanate is liable to enter into side reactions, including reacting with any moisture that may be present. For this reason, it's quite common to employ a higher level of isocyanate than might be required on a theoretical basis. However, it's first necessary to calculate the stoichiometric relationship between the isocyanate containing and hydroxyl bearing components. An equation for this is displayed. Once this is established, formulators are advised to examine the hydroxyl to isocyanate ratios from 1 to 1 to 1 to 1.14 for polyol resins, and from 1 to 1.5 and 1 to 2 for alkyd resins as hydroxyl prepolymers.